Matthew chapter 4, second half of verse 7 and verse number 8. It reads, "And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrow." Part 3, signs of coming, famines, pestilences, and earthquakes. After telling the disciples about deception, war, and national conflicts as signs of his coming, the Lord then proceeded to tell the disciples that famines, pestilences, and earthquakes would also serve as signs of his return. Now, the world is no stranger to famine. And we know famine as the event when people die due to the lack of food being available to feed them. That's what famine is.
Yes.
Millions died during the 20th century due to famine. China, the Soviet Union, North Korea, and India have had the worst famines in the past 100 years. However, just 10 years ago, Somalia had over 250,000 people who died due to famine, and almost half of them were children.
Yes.
Currently, the World Food Program estimates that some 600,000 people are being subjected to famine-like conditions. They are mainly concentrated in Ethiopia, Madagascar, Yemen, and the South Sudan. They also estimate that another 41 million people are on the verge of famine if nothing is done about it soon. Jesus was very specific in his explanation that there would be famines, which means there will be a very notable lack of food. It is projected right now by the year 2050 that we will not have the capacity to feed the estimated world population of 9 billion people. Dr. Fred Davis, he's a Texas A&M agricultural professor. He wrote an article. And in the article, he believes that we will have a lack, and there will be a lack of necessary resources. There will be a lack of technological breakthroughs, and that will be required to feed everybody. So if we won't have everything that we need to feed everybody, and we don't have the technology put in place to make sure food is available, if he is right, and I believe based on scripture that he is,
yes,
then it is highly possible. And I don't want you to think that I'm going out there on a limb here, because I could be, but I believe it's highly possible that some form of selective rationing will take place, where some people will be allowed to die and others will be allowed to live. If you can only feed 8 billion people, that means that 1 billion will go hungry.
Right.
I want that to stew in your brain for just a second. If the world is only capable of feeding 8 billion and we have 9 who are on the earth, that means that a billion people will not have enough food to eat. Glory to God. So, I believe politicians and other world leaders will rationalize and support a policy that they will promote as needful for world survival, which means we I believe such a major crisis can and will bring out the worst in mankind. Because when faced with a life and death decision, most people will want to live for themselves. Therefore, I can envision that this sort of selective rationing will actually take place, and it will be targeted for those who are the weakest, those who are already unhealthy, those who are poorly educated, and also those who are old. And I think that they will be the most vulnerable for this kind of selective rationing. The Lord said these would be the beginning of sorrows. Glory to God. Now, I know this sounds horrible. And I know it sounds like, how in the world can people allow such a thing to take place? But when faced with survival, people will do things that they thought they would never do. The fourth sign of the coming of the Lord is the prevalence of pestilences. Pestilence, according to Webster's New Collegiate Dictionary, is any virulent or fatal, contagious, or infectious disease of epidemic proportion. The last major pandemic occurred during the end, as I was saying, the Spanish flu was first identified in Kansas, but quickly spread to all seven continents, where some 1 billion people were infected and between 20 million and 100 million died. The COVID-19 worldwide pandemic that we are currently in right now has infected 223 million people. And we have had over 4.6 million deaths. Now, that is a far cry from the Spanish flu and the 100 million people who died during that time. This current pandemic, though, has supported the findings of this particular scholar. His name is Jason Bobian, who stated in an NPR article that was written in January 2016, he stated this, that we are not prepared for future pandemics that have the potential to kill millions and cause economic losses in trillions. He said this in 2016. We're living it now, and we're going through it, and we can see what he said was exactly right. We have not been prepared. We are not prepared. And if we continue on the same path we're on right now, we will not be prepared for what's coming next. As I said, although this particular pandemic does not rise to the level that this man predicted, it's certainly possible that something else could come in the future. If it were to happen, this man, along with many other leading health experts, further said if we were to experience a pandemic like the Spanish flu, it would cause global panic, global panic, global chaos. And I believe, based on what we've seen, that is exactly what will happen. And whenever there is mass panic and hysteria, and there will be chaos that will follow.
Yes.
Global chaos will mean that we will need quick and decisive action to get everything under control. It will create a climate that will cause governments to surrender their sovereign power. And when they surrender their power, they are allowing one world government to rule them. And although it's difficult for any of us to envision this country or any other Western country to give over their authority to some government that's ruling the world, the Bible predicts that it will happen.
Yes, that's right.
And if they do such a thing, All they are doing is setting the climate for a one world leader to be on the scene. Yes. And we call him Antichrist. The fifth sign of his coming, as told by Jesus, is that there would be many earthquakes all over the world. The deadliest recorded earthquake occurred in Shanxi, China, on January 23rd, 1556. It was an 8.0 magnitude earthquake, and it killed over 830,000 people. Its effects could be felt up to 270 miles from where it started. More recently, we have had a 9.1 magnitude earthquake that was in Sumatra, Indonesia, on December 26, 2004. It killed over 227,000 people. Entire towns were wiped out by the deadly tsunami that ensued after that massive earthquake occurred in the Indian Ocean. In 2010, a 7.0 magnitude earthquake hit Haiti and killed over 222,000 people and displaced some 1.3 million of its residents. Haiti is still not fully recovered from that earthquake. So how does this line up with what Jesus said to his disciples? Well, we know scientists cannot predict the next major earthquake. However, they can say and have said there will be a next big one.
Yes.
The one most of us here in this country that we hear about is along the San Andreas Fault in California.
Amen.
We've heard over the years that it's possible that California could get ripped apart and fall into the Pacific Ocean. We've heard that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not sure that that is a possibility or not, but some scientists believe that there is another area along the West Coast that does present a potential major threat, and it is not the San Andreas. According to a July 2015 article that was written by this particular seismologist, her name is Catherine Schultz, the Cascadia Subduction Zone is what it's called. The Cascadia Subduction Zone has the potential to change the entire landscape of the West Coast as we know it today. From California, Washington, Oregon, and even into Vancouver, Canada, under the right set of circumstances. If we were to get an 8.5 to 9.1 magnitude earthquake, it could trigger a tsunami that would have devastating effects on the western coast of North America.
Amen.
I'm certain this scenario can be played out in many other places around the world. We've had in the past earthquakes in the Middle East, Asia, Europe, South America, all of them having devastating effects. If it happened in the past, it definitely can occur in the future.
Right.
So when the Lord says we will have earthquakes in many places, then I must believe what Jesus said.
Amen.
Because Jesus has told us, yes, it will happen, but we already know it already occurred. Right. And if it's already occurred, it will happen in the future.
Amen.
Yeah.
Finally, the Lord said all of this is just the beginning of sorrows. And you think, Lord, you're saying there's going to be more?
Yes.
There's going to be more devastation, more destruction? And the answer to that question is yes.
Mm-hmm.
More heartbreak, more chaos, more death, and more destruction. Mm-hmm. If we're having a hard time, and think about it now, in this country especially, when there's an event or circumstance or some kind of issue where hundreds of people are killed, we get devastated over that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying we shouldn't, because we should. But I'm talking talking about 100 people over here, 100 people over there, and 100 people there. But what if that were ratcheted up to a million?
Right.
A million dying at a time in this part of the world, in that part of the world, in the other, and even here in this country, a million people dying all at once because of certain events. And you look at what's going on right now, and you say, well, can it happen? Yes. And I say to you, yes, it can. We never thought that certain places in this country, we would see the flooding that we've seen right now.
Right.
We never thought that some of these things would occur. Look at what happened in Manhattan, in New York City, in New Jersey. It's like the same hurricane that came in through Louisiana went all the way up in the Northeast and caused such great devastation.
Yeah,
for us, we said, well, that was just a little wind. But all of that rain and all of the other things that occurred, look at what occurred. More people died in the Northeast than died in Louisiana from the devastating winds of this hurricane.
That's right.
I believe they talk about climate change. And they talk about certain other things occurring. They talk about the fact that we're running out of certain resources. I believe, this is just me, and I'll get into this later in this message that I'm giving, but I believe that the Lord has put a certain time limit on this earth.
Right. Amen. It's true.
I believe that we are getting close to that time limit. So the closer we get to the time limit, the more these kinds of things will take place.
Amen.
They talk about climate change and the Earth's temperature changing by 1 and 2 degrees and what that will do to the Earth when that happens. The oceans will begin to rise because of all of the ice and the glaciers melting, and as they melt, all of that water's got to go somewhere, and it goes into the ocean. And look at Miami right now. Miami is trying their best to put in certain technology so that certain parts of the coast will not be underwater.
Sorry, man.
Yeah. That's what they're doing right now.
Yes, sir.
And it's happening all over. I'm telling you, saints, there is a time limit to where we are.
Amen.
So when will all this happen, you might ask? We don't know. And if anybody tells you they know, I'm going to tell you right now they're lying.
That's right.
Amen.
We don't know. It could be next week. It could be next month. It could be next year. It could be 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 50 years. We don't know.
That's right.
All we can do is tell you what we believe. And people have been telling you what they believe for 2,000 years, that Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. But I tell you this, write it down. He is coming back. The Lord is coming back.
Yes, he is.
I believe the word is true.
Amen.
But although we know he's coming back, it is not time for us to do as some are doing right now, going and burying yourself under a rock.
Right. Amen.
This is not the time, for us to stop. We must work. We must continue. We must still live our lives and live it to the fullest.
Amen. That's all right.
Amen.
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 That means we must continue to press forward. We must stay alert. We must be vigilant. We cannot afford to get tired, and we cannot afford to get worn out.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Be mindful of this. If you are unsure about your relationship with Jesus, then I suggest that you get sure.
Amen.
That's all I'm saying.
Yes.
If you're unsure about where you stand with Jesus today, glory to God. Help me, Holy Ghost. If you are unsure about where you stand with Jesus Christ, if you go to bed at night and you're not sure, If you wake up in the morning, you're not sure. If you come to church and you're not sure, get sure.
Amen.
That's all I'm saying.
Amen.
This is no time for us to be on the fence.
Amen.
This is no time for us to be in sometimes and out the other.
Amen.
This is no time for us to be convenient about our relationship with Jesus. We must know God, I love you with all my heart.
Hallelujah.
And that you are my God and my Savior and my Master and my King. You're my everything.
Amen.
We should not wait, glory to God, until Jesus comes to figure it out.
Amen.
Let's figure it out now.
Yes.
Let's do it now. The song says, get right with God. And do it now. Get right with God. He will show you how.